Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be special schus for Rabbanan Rasi Shiyichu, the schus Rechevet Fega Bas Michal Vizpasio, and the schus Chanagipa Bas Naomi Aviza, the schus Tavigal Ben Sardanya. The Nishmas Maris Hester Bas Rav Shmuel, we're learning the Shal Shudas Drasha, Marna Rav Zetzal, in the year 1929, Parshas Vayera. We see the concept of Vasing twice in our Parsha. At the beginning it says, Vayera Ilav, Hashem appeared to him. And that's why the Parsha is called Parshas Vayera. And then in the end, in the story of the Akeda, Vayikra Avraham Shem Akoma Ho Hashem Yireh. Avraham called that place, Hashem will see it. This concept of seeing has another concept, hearing. As Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishle, Ozen Shomat, Ve'ayin Ro'ah, Hashem Asa, Gam Shnehem. A listening ear, a seeing eye, Hashem made both of them. This combination of Re'iyah and Shmiyah connect our parsha to the previous parsha of Tzvi Yehuda, a lot in his Sichas, as you see from the Sefer Sichas of Tzvi Yehuda, connects, makes Zugiyut b'mivnei parshiyot. So this is a Zug. Vayera, Lech Lecha, and Vayera. The Vav can be Vav HaMaisif Alenyin Rishon. Avram heard the Tzivui on the Mitzvah of Mila, Oizen Shemaz, B'chshmiya. And then afterwards he was Zechet to see the Shechina, that's Ayin Roya, Chinas Re'iyah. The Koch of Re'iyah is limited, it's contracted. And that's why Chazal have a bitui, El Malay Nitna Reshut L'Ayin Le'ot. Have the eye been able to see? Look there in the Ein Ayah, Brachas Tafav and Aleph. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hayam Mebit B'Torah U'Borei Et HaOlam. Hashem looked in the Torah and created the world. Lashon Habata. Habata has no migbalot, has no limits. Like we see in the Pasuk Habitu Re'u, Eicha Aleph Yabez, look there in the Malbim. But Re'iyah is limited. It says about Shmia, Mayim Karim Al Nefesh Ayefa Ushmua Tova Me'eretz Melchak. Cold water on a tired soul and a far away tiding, Shmua, something you hear from a distant land. So Shmia relates to distance. The concepts of distance, like we see by Shmia, that Shmia relates to a distance. Shmua Tova Me'eretz Melchak also relates to spiritual concepts. Torah is called water. And since like by water we distinguish between the upper waters and the lower waters, in the Gemara of Chagigah Tzvav Amar Aleph, so too in the Torah, there's Tova Ilah, there's the higher Torah, and then there's the lower Torah, as discussed in the Zohar and Raya Mehimna, Pinchas Reish Chaf Beis on the Beis, and Sefer Orot HaTorah, Gemara Aleph, and see there in the annotated edition, Makaros, Gros Raya, Bechelek Beis, Reish Tam Beis, and other Makaros, there's the Torah Ilah and Torah Tatah. Mayim Elyonim, Mayim Techtonim, the upper Torah, the lower Torah, the upper water, the lower waters, the relationship between them was characterized by the Zohar HaKadosh in the Pasuk, Tehom El Tehom Koreh, the Kol Tzinorecha, depths to depths call, the sound of the Tzinor, your Tzinor. The Zohar says, the Pasuk of Tehom Beis Ches, Kol tzinora v'tzinora sadik v'kalei, v'kadahu kalei yishtema, kol tehom ekari l'chavrei. Talmud ha'u dichtiv tehom el tehom. That every tzinor makes a sound, and when that sound is heard, then the one depth, one abyss calls to its friend. Tehom el tehom kolei. The kol tzinorecha by the call of the tzinor of this pipe. The Torah El Yona calls from the Eretz Merchak to the Torah Tachtona in order to the lower Torah, in order to pour water on the tired soul. As we saw before in the Pasuk, Mayim Karim al Nefesh Aifa v'shmua Tova me'Eretz Merchak. That's the higher Torah, pouring water on the lower Torah, the Torah expanding like that. Gra, Chavhei Chavhei Mishlei, relates the Mashal on a Shmur Rechoka. That's where the Pasuk is, Mayim Karmel Nef Sheifo Shmur Tov Meretz Merchak, to Yeseldos and Torah Anigles, the Hanisteris. Also in Gra, Lamed Aleph Yudalad, and Merchak Tov Yilachim. So this combination of Re'iyah and Shmiyah relates also to the concepts of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh. In the Gemara, there's a machlokus to Reb Nechemi and Reb Shimon about the last eight psukim in the Torah. According to Reb Shimon, Kadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Moshe Kosev Bedema. The Gemara explains what's Bedema, Lashon Ta'aroves, Shea Kosev Elu Apsukim K'moshehem Bamarom. It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu would say these psukim, says Reb Shimon, and Moshe would write Bedema. The Gemara explains, what does it mean, Bedema? It means that he would write these psukim as they are in Shemayim. That's what it means, Bedema, mixed in. That's the Biurei Kolom Bava Basra, page 160. The Torah includes Shemos of Hashem and hints every single letter, every single tag, crown of the letters. And these concepts were only explained as much as the eye can see and understand in our world of perception. Where the last day psukim in the Torah, since the Misa of Moshe was already established in the Torah, is Mishtayech L'Olam Elyon. So that was written by Bechinas Torah Yilah. The last day psukim are the higher Torah. And by us, the Bechinas Meduma, they're all mixed in, because we don't really know what the correct, what the secret meanings are of this. So, as far as, like the Gaon says, She'akosa ve'lo psukim k'mo she'hem b'marom, they're written as they are in Shemayim, which we can't comprehend. However, the opinion of Rabbi Nechemiah is that Yeshua wrote these last psukim, because this is the Ma'avar, this is the transition from Torah Shebichsav to Torah Shebaalpeh. And that's also Bechinas Meduma, Dimua, Irbuv, Chibur, between these two tzuras of Limud, Limud of Torah Shebichsav and Limud of Torah Shebaalpeh. Between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh, there's a dual relationship. On one hand, the Kedushas Ksav is greater than the Kedusha of Torah Shebaalpeh. Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh. And therefore you have the halacha that when you're saving something from a fire on Shabbos, first you save Torah Shebichsav, and then you save Torah Shebaalpeh, as you see in Shabbos, Kuftes Rav Aleph, Sefer Chassidim Tatnach, Mishneh Berurah Shinam Adalat Tziv Kratin Aleph. On the other hand, in the Pnimius HaTorah, Bechinas Torah Shebaalpeh is greater than Torah Shebichsav. Ayin Orot HaTorah Aleph Bet. HaTorah Shebichtav is Mugbelet B'Mizgeret HaKetuvah. It's limited in the framework in which it's written. And therefore it relates to Tevin, B'chupasai Teilechu, Chukim Shechakakti B'amis Hashemayim V'sa'aretz V'ikarab Olam D'Italim. Whereas Torah Shebaalpeh says, Arukim Eretz Mida, U'rachavim Mini Yam. The Torah Shebaalpeh is very broad, is very diverse. It's greater than Tevin. The Pasuk in Iyov, Yod Aleph Tes. So it says it's longer than Eretz. It's wider than Yam. That's nature. It's wider and broader than nature. And longer than nature. More expansive. That's what Chazal mean, that when they say HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked in the Torah and created the world. The looking at the Hashem, he beat, which we said according to the Malbim, like in Eicha says, is that something very, very broad, very wide, very expansive. So that looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unlimited in its depth. Hibit HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Torah, ha'aruka min eretz v'rachavim min hayam, and created our limited world. He looked in the infinite Torah and created our limited world. That's Habata. When it comes to Re'iyah, Re'iyah relates to the Tzara Kavua v'Mitzumtzum, and therefore it's Shayach to Torah Shebichsav, whereas Shmiyah relates even al Eretz Merchak. That's Torah Shebaal Peh, that's broad and expansive. Chazal distinguished Chagiga Gimel on the base between a villager who sees the king and a city dweller who knows the king. Ben Kfar, the villager, is expansive in his description, whereas the city dweller is more brief, concise, terse in his words. And that's the difference between Yecheskel and Yeshayahu. Yecheskel says the Gemara is a Ben Kfar that sees the king, and Yeshayahu is a Ben Krach. Gemara says whatever Yecheskel saw, Yeshayahu saw. But Yeshayahu doesn't tell at all because he sees it. He doesn't have to, he knows the king so well, he doesn't have to go into a detailed description. For him, it was something common to see the king, whereas for Yecheskel, it was something more novel, so he goes more into detail. On the concepts of Ben Kfar and Ben Krach, we can also add the description Ben Paltin, the one of the palace dweller. And Avram, you could say he was Ben Paltin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash describes as Avram Avinu was one who was searching for the Baal HaBira, until the Baal HaBira, the head of this Armon, of this palace, of this tower, appears to him. So Ben Kfar describes at length what he sees. Ben Krach describes in short what he sees. Ben Paltin doesn't describe at all what he sees. That's the Bechin of Avram. Vayera elav Hashem be'elonim amrei. But it doesn't say what he saw, since he's a member of the palace, so for him it's not a big deal. It doesn't even go into the description of what he saw. So like this Bechina of this unspecified, unexplicated, general Re'iyah, there is a aspect of writing without expressing. And that's what appears in the Torah Shebichsav when the Shem Havayah is written. That's writing without expressing. We don't say Shem Havayah. Just like what Avram saw, he saw it, but it wasn't expressed. We write down Shem Havayah, we don't express it. We say Adnas. When we see Shem Havayah, we say Adnas. But we find numerous concepts that are connected to the Shemus of Hashem, the Shem of Arba Osios, the Shem of Membez Osios, the shame of Ayin Beis Osios, the Zohar says Araisa Kula Shema Dekutshe Kadishahi, all names of all name, holy names. Shem Havaya denotes the unification of past, present, and future, and that's the Klal Hashemos. In the Sefer Ot HaTorah, Rav writes, "Kol Torah Kulai Rak Shem Echad Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu." Look there in the Makaros for that. It's all one name of God, and that's what it says here. Araisa Kula Shema De Shema Kadisha. It's all the name of God. Havaya is the unification, as I said, of the past, present, and future, and that's the Klal Hashemos. This Bechina is above our tefisa, above our limited vision, and therefore, even if the meaning of the name penetrates to the Olam HaSein Sof, us and our level and our seeing, call it Shem Adnus. that it's mitstamsem, it's contracted, la'olam natun, to a given world, to tell us that in front of us we have one name, one musag, but it encompasses within it another concept that is not, that is ineffable, that is unable to be expressed. The Rav writes in the Orot HaKodesh, Chelek Dalet, Amud Taf, Shochenu Or Ein Sof Bavitui Shel Hashem, Bavitui Shel Elokim. So the Or Ein Sof is in the expression of Hashem's name. So that's not, there's certain, within this name are concepts that are beyond our ability to express. The very fact that in the writing there's a possibility of contracting the writing of the Shem Havaya can be explained based on a mashal to the rays of the sun. The sun is very far from the earth. Nevertheless, its rays heat up very far away, distant places, more than the mountains that are closer to the sun. In the Giluyim hayoter mugbalim, hayoter rechokim mehamakor, mitgalim karnei haor biyeter bihirut. Hushin amar b'midrash, tamar she'olam hazeh b'li manig. Dafnat olam hazeh b'chinah rechokah, afshar lachsof et tekvot ba'al avera. In the more limited revelations, those that are furthest from the source, sometimes you can see the light even more clearly. So therefore, in Olam Hazeh, we have a Gilui of Hashem. So in our world, we have this ability to write, even though we don't understand what it means. We have the ability to write the Shem Yudke Vavke, and that the Gilui of Yudke Vavke is in our world, even though it's so far away. You can find the Balabira even here. The revelation to Avraham Avinu is written before us, but like the son of a palace, there was a revelation that wasn't able to be written properly, written clearly. So it's Bechinas Al Peh. It wasn't able to be written. So we have this Re'iya, Vayirai Elav Hashem. We don't know exactly what he saw. We don't know at all what he saw. And then there's, after that, there's another Re'iya, Vayisai Nav Vayyar V'nesh Lashan Hashem. So here it says what he saw. And it's very elevated, Hashem, it doesn't tell us what he saw. He saw Havaya, there was a revelation of Havaya in this world, we don't know what it was. And then Vayar Vine Shlosha Nashim. These people, him Dmut, these Yahu people, were Dmut Ofanea Milkava, Alem it Galtashina. They are like the wheels of the Merkava on which the Shekhinah was revealed. And the fourth wheel was lacking, and that's Bechinas Yaakov Avinu. It was the Tsuras Adam in the Merkava. Tsura that you couldn't see before it comes to the world of Metzias. But even seeing the other three, Avraham Mizocha, after he removed the Orla, after he became a Tamim, is Halach Lefani Beheyes Samim. The removal of the Orla enabled this Re'iyah Tzmima. And that explains the union of Stam. Stam was the Orla of the world. And after the Bris Milah, the Orla, the impurity of the world. And after the Bris Milah, it says, HaMichasa Anime Avraham. The one who is Zelchet to the removal of the cover of the Orla is Zelchet to the removal of covers that block his view. HaMichasa Anime Avraham, Asher Ani Oseh, I can't cover from Avraham what I'm going to do. He removed the Orla, and now, because he had this revelation of it, he removed the Orla, so Mimela, now I'm going to not cover up from him what I'm going to do to stone. In the Sefer Beis Yaakov, and Vayeris, and Chavkim, right, stone is Erbas Olam, And after Mitzvah Smila, that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Neplas Dom, Shalach Yates Domim Chastom Hayu Orla, Svasemes, Vayerat Harmab, Kidei Liskari Ve'elav Yisbarach, Heisei Orla Vaklipa Masteres. In order to come close to Hashem, you remove the Orla, the Klipa that covers, and then Hashem said, all right, I'll reveal to you what I'm covering up. And if Hashem me Avraham, am I going to cover it from Avraham, what I'm going to do? Hashem came b'nei mishpachas lot, they weren't allowed to see. Al tavita acharecha tizni tori shlema b'nei shashchini yoredes l'stam. So he was able to see this hidden act of Hashem, what he's planning to do to stone. And he was allowed to look. Musagat mimut hashlemut shizachalem Abraham lachar abrit. So this shlemus, this tmimus that Abraham is zocha after the bris, explains the relationship between two psukim. Tehillim samachay hey, it says ashrei tivchar utikarev, and in Tehillim lamed dalet chaf aleph, it says shomer kol atzmatav achat mehen lo nishbarat. Fortune is the one who chooses and comes close. And the other pasuk says, he guards all of his bones, one of them wasn't broken. So from one pasuk it's mashma, that first there's a pool of breira, of bechira, and then kiruv. Ashrei tifchal, kodem yesh bechila, and then utikarev, then there's kirva, kiruv. The other pasuk it says that Shomer kol atzmatav achat mehen lo nishbara. Which means that everything was guarded. Everything was chosen. Achas mehen lo nishbara. Everything was chosen. So the difference is in the bris mila. Before the chait and orla came into the world, Chinah was Shomer Kol Atzmaisav. God guards everything. But after the sin, there's no more Tumimus and Shlemus, and you have to choose the good from the bad. And that's the Bechinah of Ashrei Tivchar U'Tikarev. Kach B'Zohar B'Reishit. Sari Dalet Amud Bet. Bechinah Zoh Shel Keruv Miuchedeti LiYitzchak. So this Keruv is special for Yitzchak. He was the first one who got the bris milah at 8 days. When the orla didn't become one with his body, Avraham Avinu's bris milah was when he was 99, but Yitzchak was right away. So the orla lo nekleta v'nitatzma b'gufo. Mamado harishoni shel Yitzchak merumaz b'drashat Chazal ki ata avinu ki Avraham lo yeda'anu. And the Gemara, very fascinating, the Gemara in Shabbos Pei Tes, emphasizes the special chelek of Yitzchak. Relating to the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, it says, "Umatayim lo notnim et pirya." The Zohar Kaddish Darshan, and the Tzadikim that Yarshin 400 worlds of Kisufin, and 200. Dargas Kiddush Hashem Shel Anotim Espiria. It's Masayim. 200 levels of Kiddush Hashem of those who guard the fruit. Because in Kiddush Hashem there are two bechinas. There's Bekoach and Bepoal, and they parallel Torah Shebachsav, which is Befoal, written in front of us, and Torah Shebachpeh, which is Bekoach, which is hidden in what's written, and it's waiting for revelation. The Ikar Bechin of Mitzvahs is to actualize them. However, by Kiddush Hashem, there is a fundamental perspective of Bekoach, unless it's demanded that it be before. But generally, it's Bekoach to always be ready to be makir of oneself, because in life, the mitzvah is v'chayvehem, to live. So by Kiddush Hashem, you have the aspect of Bekoach. Rosh Hashanah is the aspect of the farm. Nimaisa Akeda, Avraham Avinu didn't understand what exactly was going on. Why Hashem was telling him to sacrifice his son, and then Hashem says, Al tishlach yad, the Gemara says, Al tishlach yad chay l'nar. And he says, maybe Yitzchak isn't roi l'akrova. And Hashem says to him, Ba'alei Hashem le'ola. Which means what Hashem originally told him was, elevate, lift him up for an ola, but don't be makir of him. So, in the ma'aseh of Avraham Avinu, of putting him up on the mizbeach, the kavanah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was already actualized. And therefore Avraham called the place Hashem Yireh, Hashem Ari'iyah. That Hashem sees, according to the level and special hasagah of Avraham, as a ben paltin, who sees within Olam Hazeh the Balabira, and reveals his metzias beyond the veneer, beyond the veil. And Rav Dari, Zichrono Levracha, adds Bishulei HaShmua, Sefer Shmot HaRaya, he adds, Inyaneh shel parashatenu kshurim im ha'ne'amar b'parasha hakodemet, Giluye Avraham, ואת גלויות אליו בפרשת לך לך יסודם השמועה שגם אם היא באה מרחוק הרי היא חטובה ומוגדרת חודרת לעולם העשייה ומצווה על המילה לעומת השמיעה הרי הראייה העליונה בראש פרשתנו בסופה היא כינוי למה שלא ניתן להגדרה ולניסוח במילים ולכן לא יכול להתפרש עניינה של התגלות על אברהם, שמדרגתו כבן פלטין, שאין לו צורך בתיאור ובוודאי שלא בריבוי פרטים. על ציר הרעות והשמע מתחרזים אף ענייניה של תורה שבכתב, תורה שבעל פה, ושמות הוויה תורה שבכתב, מבחינת ראייה, תורה שבעל פה, מבחינת שמיעה, שמות הוויה, שם הוויה, שכתוב בצורה אחת, ונאמר בצורה אחרת, כי הוא מקפל בתוכו דברים שאנחנו לא יכולים לראות. מילת אברהם, שמסופר עליה בפרשה הקודמת, קשורה לסיפורה של עולת סדום שבפרשתנו, והגילויים שזכה להם אברהם לאחר מילתו, הם שאפשרו את עניינה של הראייה בשיאה של העקדה. שלום, שלום.